This is fun. This back and forth. We should really do it more often.
Current Zero News Flash.
I'm starting to lose my patience.
It's the news. Is it the news? Do to do for what? Monday, September 18th in the year of our Lord, 2023.
It's my birthday. It's not. I'm just going to say that every news.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I know it's not your birthday.
It's the Zero Issues News Flash. It's always Kyle's birthday in the Zero Issues News Flash. Yeah. So that's a guarantee.
It's my... yes, I will. I will guess and that.
Okay, cool.
So what do we got in the news? What's going on?
News presents.
We have not done news in a bit. So
no, we haven't. It is sort of just a whenever we're able kind of a thing, and that's just fine. But this week, I think it's kind of got to be the big news is this whole Bill Willingham Fables DC comic situation that is transpiring.
So, let me walk through this.
Yeah.
Please.
Bill Willingham, who is, and I just realized was 67 years old. I didn't realize he was quite that old. That's awesome. Creator of the DC Vertigo series Fables, which debuted in 2002, had 150 issues in its first run.
I always think it's like a 90s book for some reason. I'm like, no,
I know, me too.
Yeah,
I know.
It has that feeling.
Yeah. Because I mean, there's a lot
that,
of like
height of Vertigo sort of
feeling,
which was all 90s. So.
Yeah, that was a good time for Vertigo as a whole. Totally, but anyway,
so Fables was one of the biggest sellers for Vertigo titles.
Yeah,
if you're not familiar with Vertigo, if you're a young comic book reader, you might not be. It is now discontinued in that line, but it was a DC like mature readers, some of it creator owned sort of. Separate line of DC that is now discontinued, but so they did 150 issues since then. I think there was Batman versus Bigby, which was a Fable spinoff that came out in 2022. I think it was approached. He was approached and let me clarify, Bill Willingham is the creator and owner of Fables.
Well,
so they approached him to do the 12 issue series. 12 issue series. So since there was no Vertigo, it was under the Black Label imprint. They were like, oh, it's 20 year anniversary of the debut of Fables. Let's do something. And he's like, okay. And then it was mired with delays, and Bill was very unhappy. And kind of from that, maybe that was a catalyst. I don't know. He's not happy with DC overall. So he put out a press release on September 15th of this year, just a couple of days ago from when we're recording. And I highly recommend that you go read that press release. It is very interesting. He is not happy with DC. The long and the short of it is he's not happy with DC. He's claiming there's violations in their agreements. What he does say is like, who I was working with at DC, they were honorable people. They really worked well with me. It wasn't all about DC. It was like, this is the agreement. We all understood the agreement. And bargained in good faith kind of thing. But then he's claiming that it is all those people have been fired or left. And it
Dan DiDio among them, I think, one of the people who kind of
Exactly.
was like, hey, let's do Dan more DiDio. Of this. You know what I mean? Like bringing people back into the fold. And now there's just,
So there's a lot of, in his words, fell through the cracks excuses. Like a lot of the times they'll do something and they're like, oh, sorry, it fell through the cracks. We didn't like... He has to approve a lot of stuff for things to be published or things to happen.
For sure, and often is just not being, you know, consulted, allegedly.
Exactly. Underreported royalties, late with royalties, some recent strong-arming, in his opinion, of ownership of Fables. Like, DC was pushing to kind of take that over and push him to the side. Disregard for his ownership of Fables in terms of licensing and such. There was some foibles there. So his answer...
Some Fables foibles?
Fables foibles. his answer is basically, he's like, I can't sue them, because they apparently at one point were like, go ahead, sue us.
Yeah.
And he's like, in his words, they basically dared me to sue them. But,
oh boy.
Like, obviously, you're going up against Warner Brothers. You don't have enough money to do that. But he said, and in his words, and I love this, inspired by the principles of asymmetrical warfare... He made Fables public domain.
Yeah.
Which
I mean,
That's wow.
Yeah.
Is it that easy though? That's can you literally just
this is can where you just we're
Michael Scott that shit and just walk in and be like, I declare public domain. Is that how that works?
It's his.
I guess. Kind of. I guess. Well, and then it could be a contract. Like DC, sometimes a verbal contract is a contract if you're just like, hey, boom.
Well, but he's got a written contract. With
written
like, but
too. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Exactly. It's not like you but, know. It's just you could just declare it. I guess. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't. DC has and this. I'd written my notes for this, and then last night, late last night, I noticed DC has issued a response to it,
and he has a response to that rare. Response. Actually, yeah. So yeah. I mean, of course, this is just.
It's.
I'm so psyched.
It's
for
this. Very this rare. Yeah, it's very rare for Warner Brothers or DC to make an official statement like this. So it is like they're like, it is unequivocally our domain. This is ours. This is our copyright. It is not public domain, blah, blah, blah. And he did clarify, he's like, the stuff that's out that DC published, you cannot just take it and reprint it. That's not at all
what
he's
referring
saying.
To any, like, anything new. You can, like, anyone can do anything else
you can,
with it.
Yeah,
from
those
here
characters.
Out.
Yeah.
You know what
you
I mean?
Can
DC,
go and...
if they put out more new Fable stuff.
Finally, the big bad wolf is public domain.
Yeah. Well, there's that element of it, too, right? It's just. The concept is the thing. The specific concept is the thing that is actually copyrightable or whatever.
Right. No
Everything
one's
else
ripped
is
that
entirely.
Off.
It's built on no. Yeah. Like literally, like that ABC show that Once Upon a Time or whatever.
Yeah.
By all accounts, and I mean, you know, whatever. But by all accounts, was as similar as you could get to it without being it. Thus, owing him nothing for it. Right. I think that was kind of how that worked.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Well, I have a feeling like we're really early in this. This is only a couple days in, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more back and forth.
Yeah.
And see how that legally plays out. He said he seems pretty firm and pretty confident in his stance.
Mm-hmm.
In that post that he made, like that statement that he made that was like, I've checked the boxes. I know my legalities here. I own it, so I can do this. So
it is one of those situations too. Again, they're both like, I'm sure that Bill Willingham is a, you know, he's obviously a successful person. I'm sure he could have lawyers go through stuff and arrive at, you know, an informed conclusion. And I would hope that DC would certainly have that ability as well. But the thing and what I've heard and just online from like creators and editors and whatnot, I forget exactly who it was, but Vertigo, some of those Vertigo contracts were just absolutely like bonkers. So like this could be if this does get legal, this could be very interesting because it could literally be writing new laws and how this is dealt with based on how things are. It's possible.
Well, but that's if. Like the US and Canadian copyright laws are way out of date.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's been in discussion for a long time and it's I know they've tweaked certain things, but like.
But
I
if
don't
contracts
if
really
will.
Are like pretty much like indecipherable and just like insanely complex in a way that's like up to interpretation. I mean, we know. I mean, this is just the story of comics, basically, is a creator kind of getting screwed over or dicked around, one might say, by powerful publishers. And I mean, you know, I don't know all of this. You know, behind the scenes stuff, but it could be interesting because I mean, like, if they're referring to specific contractual matters, like that might be a little peek behind the curtain publicly about like, how is this agreement come to? Like, how do they word this? What does this actually mean, and what should it mean? And that could get interesting.
And, and all legal agreements have a certain amount of give and take, because like things can be interpreted different ways or whatever ways. But considering like. He's gone, 23 years, or 21 years with this agreement, and he was good at the start with it, and for the first, 10, 15, whatever years.
Right.
And then things, like, with the different people come in and then start interpreting it differently, that's where it gets kind of weird, and so.
To be continued.
We'll see.
What else is going on?
Well. One Piece of news about One Piece. It's not getting more than one season. The live action Netflix adaptation got renewed for a second season. Apparently, I guess it's super successful.
I mean, Netflix renewing a show for a second season is news in this day and age. Ho ho ho!
That's
true. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Considering they tried kind of the same thing with Cowboy Bebop and it didn't work out apparently, and then I haven't, I've seen the anime, but I haven't seen the live action one yet. I'm just like, I don't know why.
I saw the first episode and I saw the theme song.
But I've heard great things about this show. Apparently it's actually really good.
For Cowboy Bebop? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Is it the same theme song?
Yeah. I don't. You know what? I haven't seen One Piece since the Four Kids days, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You had four kids?
I ate them. I got snacky and ate them.
Shh. Don't tell the other three.
He was kind of waxing nostalgic in the sense that it's not the Four Kids days anymore, back, which it isn't.
Yes. Before I ate them. Before I pulled a...
What's
that guy's name? Zeus's dad? Zeus Sr. That's okay.
The Titan guy. Yeah. You know. Anyways, I also have... some sequel kind of news. I didn't write anything down, so I'm going to do this entirely just from a little bit that I read. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, right.
Is coming out, and I think it's on Audible. Like, it's at first, with the way it reads, of course, it's kind of clicky bait stuff that it's like, what? They're doing Buffy again with all the original cast? But it's not
all.
The TV show. It's the cast from the TV show, but it's they're not doing a show. They're doing an Audible recording kind of thing.
They're Doctor Who-ing this shit is what they are doing. Audio dramas. And again, I'm fully in favor of that. I'm not... Those have been coming back,
like just a lot of Neil Gaiman stuff, like
Good Omens, Cronus,
Sandman, and all that stuff has been interesting.
You know, honestly, that's all. Maybe I will try one of those free trials at some point to check this out because I don't know. I listen to stuff in the background all the time, and I'm like, that might be a good option actually. Anyway, so it's not like, you know, like Sarah Michelle Gellar isn't there. There's certain people that aren't there, but
yes, Charisma
Carpenter. Is one person who is there, who obviously.
No. So wait, so Sarah Michelle Gellar isn't in there?
No, I not that I read. Oh, unless I'm wrong.
Stupid clickbait.
It's got a bunch of the cast.
Yeah, it's called Slayers, and it's like a Buffyverse story or something like Buffy.
Yeah,
it has a bunch of the cast.
Yes,
not Joss Whedon, I'm assuming, because Charisma Carpenter's there. And honestly, yeah, like I'm all for that. That made me kind of. I have this weird mixed feeling because that's like one of my favorite shows of all time. I was a huge, huge fan of that show, and I still am. But I mean, you know, to hell with him. Like, obviously, bad dude. But hey, let's keep it going with literally everyone else who made that show what it was, and just cut him out of it. And
he probably is still getting money.
He's probably still getting money. But what are you gonna do?
Well. Yeah, he's part of it.
But it's nice, because again, especially considering the weight of all the allegations and all of that, I mean, like, the fact that she's coming back is like, okay, that's cool. Like, I'm interested to see, like, you know, these actors playing these characters again after this amount of time in whatever way they can.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any more news?
I got nothing.
Does anyone have a completely, a rumor that cannot be substantiated in any way whatsoever?
Why, do you have one?
I can make one up.
Because I have one.
Well, I heard
on the internet
to audio,
and which things. Means like there were every comic news site has probably reported on it. Maybe. Daniel Radcliffe allegedly is going to cameo in Deadpool 3. Allegedly,
there is a lot of rumors about who's cameoing.
Oh, 100%. I just found that interesting because you've seen him.
Yes, he's a jacked man.
He's jacked, you know what I mean? He can get, jacked. Like,
he's a huge jacked man.
Yes. Yeah. He's jacked, and he's got good range, and he's played a lot of dramatic roles with certain complexity, and he's also not the tallest guy.
I really like Daniel Radcliffe. I don't know if I could see him as an ongoing Wolverine, but I really like...
I mean, if he could be Wolverine and Weird Al at the same time, that'd be great.
That'd be good. And we need
Weird Wolverine. Logan.
Are they doing it? They should do should do a sequel to that movie where he just like bursts out of the grave or something and continues his career.
Weird Logan
Weird Logan Yankovic. Yep.
Yeah.
We're talking about rumors. What's his name? Liev Schreiber is supposedly redoing is going to be Sabretooth again.
I mean,
they're talking about.
Oh, now will they put him in a comics accurate costume with the big fur? Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
Oh, doing it proper. I mean, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
And while we're talking about him.
He was the highlight of that movie. That Sabretooth in that movie
was actually a good Sabretooth. He's so good. Yeah, he's so good. And he's so physically imposing and perfect for that role.
Yes.
I've been watching Ahsoka, and Ray Stevenson, of course, is in that movie and plays it perfectly. It's so good. He's so good, and it's so sad that he passed away. So, like, how do you do that character? It's kind of an ongoing character, unless they somehow write it out, which would be weird. I saw somebody post
a
picture of Ray Stevenson and then Liev Schreiber side by side, and they're like nearly the same age, height, build, look. Like, have him come in and replace him. It'd be like, oh, that would be hard to do, but at the same time, pretty good casting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but, like, it would be hard, I think, for him. Like, it's always hard when someone passes away and you're taking someone's character sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But
though, I mean, Harrison Ford, he doesn't give a shit.
Look, he needs money for jet fuel.
No.
I mean, and that's kind of his deal. He doesn't care.
Planes ain't free, baby.
Yeah, and I mean, like, good for, I'm like, you know, good for Harrison. He can do what he wants.
In summation, Harrison Ford can do what he wants.
I guess that's it.
Is that all we got?
I think that's all we've got. I think that's literally all the news.
And you can't tell him no.
And he can do whatever he wants. And that's the news.
There we go. Tune in Wednesday for our regular episodes. Every Wednesday.
Bye. That all you got?